It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
You can let me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I'm born free.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Thursday, May 20th, 2021, and I'm not just saying this. This is one of my favorite days when Mike comes into the studio. Welcome, Mike McAndrew.
Hey, Paul.
I love it when you come in.
Good to see you, man. Because, well, you know why? Because we play good music. We have fun.
Right.
You know? And
right.
I mean, this is, you know, people get up in the morning, they get their first cup of coffee going, they're like, man, I can't wait to get on the radio and listen to this guy talk about insurance. This is going to be so exciting.
No, but you're detailed. You go into detail with your answers. They're not the short, you know, one or two word answers. That you go into great detail. You're very comprehensive on your answers, and you're very knowledgeable, and you're passionate about your business.
Oh, yeah.
Which really comes through on the radio.
You know,
so,
I mean,
you know, I'm just patting you on the back there. So.
Hey, thanks. You know, I appreciate that. But, you know, my dad was a doctor here. Yeah. He moved here in 73, and you know, he never had a business that I could go into. He always discouraged me from going to the medical field. So when I was lost in college and thinking about what I was going to do, I first went to computer school. And you know what? I really gravitated towards finances and money and all that kind of stuff. But none of my friends had any money. They all had insurance needs. None of them had any money. So.
Not in college. None of us do, right?
Well, getting out, let's
just borrow money.
So that's how I got into the insurance business. I just gravitated towards insurance because people started asking me about the different things. So, yeah, it works out good.
So speaking of money, or I'm sorry, speaking of medical, you can get your free COVID shot Wednesday, June 9th. They just did this yesterday at the Blue Water Resort and Casino in Parker, 9 a.m. to noon in the Mojave Room, all the way. This is in June 9th. They're holding another COVID clinic, if you will. Free Pfizer COVID vaccination. So apparently they have a way to store the Pfizer vaccine, which is the super cold storage, on site there at the Blue Water Resort and Casino. It's for all people ages 12 and older that want the vaccine. First come, first vaccinated, walk-in event, no appointment needed. Bring your photo ID and an insurance card if you have one. For questions, call 928-669-3142. Diamondbacks baseball returning to the diamond tonight. They're having a rough go this week. It's 0-3 right now against the Dodgers. I was thinking of getting a Diamondback shirt and putting on a property of L.A., right? So,
L.A. always gives us a run for our money, that's
for
sure.
I know. On the back, you could say property of the Dodgers or something, right. But I don't dare put Dodgers on anything I own. Arizona at L.A., they're at Chavez Ravine again tonight, which is really strange that it's a night game at 7:10 because it's a travel day. They have to go to Denver to play the Rockies tomorrow at Coors Field, and the first pitch is at 5:40.
So they're playing a late night tonight and a fairly early game tomorrow, and they're going to travel, right?
Right, right. Well, it is 7:40 Pacific, so 5:40 Colorado time, right?
Yep.
Are they two hours?
Two
or one
hours,
hour?
I believe.
They're 2 hours. I think
no,
so,
maybe
too.
Maybe it's one.
And, yeah, it is one. So, and then the Rockies, all weekend long, and I haven't gotten an update yet on the Suns game. That's a playoff game on Sunday.
Can you believe it? But playing the Lakers.
Yeah. I mean, who do you, right, flip a coin, Golden State or the Lakers? Who did you want to play?
Geez.
So, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you get to play, and a healthy LeBron James. So, yeah, true test for, DeAndre Ayton and company.
Yeah, right.
And Book
Booker.
And,
yeah.
And CP3. It's gonna be fun though. They're back in the playoffs.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's great for the state of Arizona too.
I just got the message from, the mothership, the bowels of the mothership, if you will, 12. Let me see, where is it? I had it. Come on. 12:30 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay.
Is the tip off. So there you go.
Be at your favorite establishment, getting some lunch, right, and watch a good game.
Looks like we'll join the D-backs in progress after that 12:30 Suns game. So, man, Suns in the playoffs. That'll be fun, huh?
It's crazy, man. I love the Suns. But,
exactly.
It's been a while, but, man, we got a good team now. We got a really good team. So
It's looking good. And the long range, this is a young team.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So it's one of those, like when I was a UNLV fan and we had a good freshman or sophomore class, you had a couple more years to look forward to, watching the Rebels develop in that. This is like, just like the Suns. We have a couple, you know, we have a few years now, more than a couple, to watch the Suns develop. So it's going to be fun. Anyway, Mike McAndrew is here. Always good to talk with Mike about everything rock and roll, basketball, baseball, insurance, right?
Insurance.
And,
yeah,
baby. We wanted to talk about open enrollment. If you haven't heard out there, people, the open enrollment period has been extended.
Extended again. So, you know, I mean, the thing is,
this is for the exchange, for Obamacare, if you will.
It is. But what happens is, you know, whether you're working for a company or it's an individual or a family policy or something, you know, I mean, before we used to have just an open enrollment period, you know, November 1st to you know, December 7th. And so now, they're really looking at this whole picture of saying you can go get insurance now, and the marketplace is open, so we could quote out an individual plan for them, a family plan. If an employer wants to do something for an employee, call us. We could run a quote for them. And here's the biggest kicker, okay? And so if you're already on the marketplace and you said, oh, I don't need to listen to this, listen up. This is a change.
Okay.
The marketplace for us in Mojave County really is the only plan that's available is the seven plans that Blue Cross Blue Shield has. Okay. So many people have that plan and they've never gotten a tax credit or a subsidy. Well, Biden's gone out and increased that. So people, you've got to call up. You've got to come in and allow us to run it or do it yourself or do whatever it may be, because people that never had a tax credit before, mm-hmm, or had a very small tax credit are now able to get much larger tax credits. So Blue Cross has sent out notices to people and they're calling in. What the heck does this mean? What it means is there's no cost to you. We will do the work for you. Call us up. We'll run it up and see if you get more of a tax credit. So here's an example. If your premium's been $300 a month, you're like, you know,
yeah,
or $400 or $500 or $800 or $1,000 a month.
Wow.
And now you're getting a tax credit. Now your premium can be lowered and still have the same coverage or increase your coverage, get better coverage. And that tax credit is really, I am surprised at the people now that are getting these tax credits and these subsidies.
What income level?
Well, I have people that, I mean, before it used to be up to, you know, depending on if you had, you know, one kid, two kids, a spouse, whatever it
may
be.
As a single person, you might qualify for a full subsidy back in the day at under $30,000.
That's right. And now.
Now it's a little different.
Absolutely. And, I mean, these people are getting like, okay, so I make $80,000. There's no way I'm going to qualify for a tax credit. And they're getting a tax credit. These families that are, you know, that, oh my God, I'll never, you know, they're, I mean, this is absolutely crazy because, you know, I have family coverage. I'm paying over $1,600 a month. Well, people are going to go, forget it. I'm not going to do it. I'll go without.
Yeah.
Well, call us. We'll run it up. that now people are getting tax credits, and these tax credits are pretty decent. So now your premium was $1,000 a month. Now it's going to be, you know, $300, $400, $500 a month.
You can split the difference and still save money.
That's right. So it's making it worthwhile for people to pay attention to what's coming out and that notification they're getting. They don't understand it, so they're just blowing it off. Right. A lot of times it's coming out a little postcard, and it's got a little number up in the right-hand corner. And you give us that number, we run it through and see if you can get more of a tax credit or subsidy. It costs you nothing to make a phone call to our office to let us look at it for you.
Well, if you're handling somebody's Affordable Care Act coverage, it doesn't normally cost extra anyway for you to handle it, correct?
That's right, and people don't necessarily think that, you
right.
know.
How are you making money is what they're thinking.
Well, and I'll tell you, I mean, the insurance company pays us to service and take care of those things. The client does not have to pay us. So as I look at this, I mean, I had a doctor's office call up and say, hey, we got some employees that just can't afford to be on our group insurance. Can they get an individual plan? Well, have them offer them yours. If they don't take yours, have them sign a waiver, and then have them call us. Well, they're afraid if they call her, it's going to be too expensive. What does it hurt to look at it to see how much it's going to be if they can't afford your group insurance? So we've written three of them because of the fact that they've been able to get that tax credit or subsidy now because they can't afford to be on their employer's plan.
Interesting. And let me tell you, folks, it's a lot easier for Mike or his staff to do it for you than it is yourself, especially if you have changes to make.
Well, and it's confusing, and we'll do it right the first time, and we'll take responsibility of it. And so even if you're working at a business and you're listening to the radio right now, you're working at a business, you're like, man, I just can't afford to put my wife or my kids on. Only I can afford to be on my group insurance at work. Mm-hmm. Hey, let us run it up for your spouse, your kids, you know, whatever. Because with that tax credit that people are getting, you're getting a lot more people that are qualifying now for that federally facilitated marketplace or Obamacare, whatever you want to call
right.
it, insurance. It's really been helping people.
So, Mike, last time you were here, you talked about being on the statewide board. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and there what?
I still am.
10-member board?
Yeah, there's 10 members.
Okay, that's right. And you were saying there could be some good news coming from Mojave County.
So those are one of the things, I mean, is the fact that they've extended the coverage for us here, which means that if you don't have it, it's not too late. Right now you can get coverage. We're starting people for 6-1 effective dates, 7-1 effective dates right now, where before they had to wait and get it at the end of the year for a January 1st effective date only.
Okay.
So that has opened up. It's extended it that people can get it longer, and that tax credit is extended now that it's really opened it up that people are able to get a larger or even get a tax credit at all. So don't think it's not you. Oh, I've never been able to get a tax credit. Oh, I don't get any
break. It goes up every year.
And it's gone up significantly.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether you agree, disagree, whatever, I don't care how you vote, whatever it may be, doesn't make any difference to me. I will tell you, one of the good things Biden has done right now is open that back up and extended it and given people more of a tax credit. It's allowing people to finally get on health care at one of the first times, I can't believe this is going to come out of my mouth and say, at a more affordable rate.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I was really getting at, Mike, does it look like we're going to get more providers in Mojave County?
I think that
we have Blue Cross Blue Shield now.
We do, and that has not taken place. But you know, a couple of the other companies are possibly going to come in. We're getting advertising to us. They want us to get certified with them. United Ooh. Healthcare, Oscar, they want us to get us, you know, certified with them to possibly get that approved. Now, don't forget, they got to get credentialed. They got to go through the whole process of getting approved to be able to write business in Mojave County. So I don't want to put the cart before the horse because that has not happened yet. But if they're reaching out to us and asking us to get licensed with them, it's a good possibility by January 1st it might happen.
I was going to say, how long is that timeline to get licensed with them and be a licensed provider?
Well, you know, they have to go back in. They've got to have a certain amount of physicians and doctors and pharmacies and so forth here that accept them and take them. And so they got a lot of homework to do before they could send it in to see if they get approved for our area. Now, back to what I told you before. Last time I was in here, Medicare, it took them about 2 years, and Medicare extended the Medicare Advantage plans that we did get Aetna and United Healthcare that also got approved in addition to Humana. So we have three of those that got approved for people that are 65 and older.
For Advantage plans.
Yeah, so yeah. Very optimistic that we're going to get it for people that are under 65, that they'll extend that or expand it.
Nice. And what that does with more providers, doesn't that increase competition and lower the price possibly?
Absolutely.
Then you get more everything. For your credit.
Yeah, well you know, if you're able to shop it out, you've got more options. You know, then all of a sudden, the competition's got to sharpen their pencil a little bit and make it a little bit more affordable for you if they're expecting. Because, you know, they look at it, they say, you know, we're looking to you know, add 300 policies or 500 or 600 or whatever. And so that's what the hopes are, is that it'll give us more competition. And so, your dollar will go farther.
Sure. You know, like Mike says, it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, Independent, Green Party. You don't want to go without insurance.
Well,
you know, you don't want to be stuck without insurance and have an emergency come up.
No, you don't. And to go further on that, you know, they're talking about bringing that penalty back in.
Oh.
I mean, they got rid of the penalty.
The mandate.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it might be better to have insurance and pay for it than not have insurance and still pay for it.
Well, let's forget about insurance for a minute. And,
got a good song for
me? Worry about the mighty Zep.
Yeah,
right?
Baby. Oh, Paul, I love coming here. He always plays good music.
All right, whole lot of love. Led Zeppelin, Mike McAndrews here. Of course, Springberg McAndrew Insurance, keeping it all together, 855-9421. Or you can give us a call here on the air, 854-5687. I'm Paul Lavoie. We'll be right back. Let's take you back to what your room as a kid, just listening to music with the headphones on, or what?
Oh yeah, for sure.
This 14, 15 years old.
I always coming in here and seeing, you know, what you're gonna play for me, because
I love this song. I love the Left Overture album and the it's not Dust in the Wind. What is the name of that album? I can't remember. Point of No Return.
Yeah.
Great album and great artwork on their albums. You gotta love that. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Mojave Mortgage, also GDK CPA LLC, Springberg McAndrew Financial Services. Thank you for your sponsorship, by the way.
Oh, you guys are great, man. Friends of ours for years.
Patio Paradise, Connected Computer and Technology, Horizon Community Bank, and our newest sponsor, Arizona Krav Maga. And if you miss any part of this show, you can stream the archives or anything we've done in the past 30 days or so at KNTRtalk.com. Just look for the Speak Out tab where we stream live as well. And you can check out Speak Out 2.0. Let's see, Larry's guest tomorrow. Oh, perfect. Great segue. Becky Fawson from the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce. I was telling you during the break.
Yeah, right.
About the Stick Pony Derby.
I know. A good old Stick Pony. How fun.
Presented by the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce. And it's at the Anderson Arena at Beal Celebrations. That's downtown Kingman. They call it the Anderson Arena. 201 North 4th Street in Kingman. It's at 6 p.m. Tickets are $35. Includes betting tokens, food, and a raffle. And let's see. Oh, who's the MC? Oh, yours truly.
Woohoo!
I better get some rules. That's all I know. Somebody send me some rules before the event so I know what's going on.
You're the man.
Yeah, I don't want to go into that one blind, right?
That's for sure.
So, all right, check out the Stick Pony Derby. Get your tickets. Only $35, and I'm sure Becky's going to talk more about that tomorrow with Larry Tuneforce on Speak Out 2.0 before this show. All right, I wanted to get to, and you wanted to get to as well, business insurance.
Yeah, you know.
It's workers' comp. I always called it workman's comp.
Yeah, well,
it's workers, right?
Yeah, because the thing is, I mean, you know, we run an ad, you know, it says hate insurance, you know, and then it says us too, but we're good at it. And I am telling you right now, so if it's bothering you, it's a thorn in your side or something like that, call us. We are brokers. We don't just have just one company like State Farm or Farmers or, you know, Allstate or something like that. And so right now we are so competitive because these companies are looking at all these claims and issues and everything that have come in. I mean, if you got a house in the woods, you know, you got high insurance on your cabin. If you want to ride a Harley and it's got too much horsepower, too much chrome, they just are rating it through the roof.
Is there such a thing as too much horsepower?
I know it, but you know, these insurance companies, like all those big boats from Desert Storm that we just had, it's so difficult to try to insure those in the event and everything. So, you know, we look at it that we are brokers and we have specialty coverages like that. So whenever you're looking at it, call us, because if it's bothering you and your insurance rates are going up and you never think that your State Farm or your Farmer's premium is ever going to go down, it's probably not. So shop it out. So workers' comp, you know, it's like you got to have it. You know, these people don't want – do we have to have workers' comp? Yeah, you have to have it. So we shop it out for people.
It is a law.
It is a law.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. If I could help save you some money on your workers' comp, then maybe your general liability is not going to cost you so much. Or if I could save you money on your general liability, maybe you could afford your group health insurance or something like that. So we try to free up money with looking at the whole package of what you got. That's why, you know, when it says right on our card, you know, keeping it all together, is because of the fact that if I could save you money in one area, it allows you to offer good solid benefits in another area instead of just digging in your pocket the whole time to nail you on premiums.
But workers' comp, not having been a business owner, I had a small business, but no employees.
Right.
It's not one size fits all, is it?
It's not. I mean, they rate it based on what your employees are doing and what the liability within your company is. But you got to have it, you know, because, you know, these people that want to go bare and want to go without it or try to replace it with something else or do whatever it may be, it doesn't make it worthwhile. I mean, you have to have coverage on your employees. If you don't, somebody gets hurt on the job, somebody, you know, has an accident or whatever it may be, you know, you want to make sure that you're covered for that type of thing because it could cost you a whole heck of a lot more if you don't.
Right, and it's probably not going to be covered under any other type of insurance that you have personal-wise if they go after you and sue you for damages incurred while on the job at your job site.
Exactly. And it's just like, okay, so you have car insurance, you're driving around, you got somebody in your car with you, you know, I have an accident or something like that. Don't worry, I've got medical coverage under my car insurance. No, that doesn't cover you, the owner, the driver. It covers your passengers, and it only covers up to a certain limit. So people will tell me all the time, it's like, I have medical on my car insurance, so I don't need to get health insurance, or we don't need group insurance. But it doesn't cover the same thing.
Right.
So same thing under workers' comp. You know, you have insurance, but somebody gets hurt at work, now your workers' comp kicks in. You're responsible for them. Because if they got to go to the emergency room, urgent care, whatever, they're filling out paperwork, said, how did this happen? Oh, it's a work injury, huh? Oh, we're going to go back and charge this against your company. And then now you're going, oh, we don't have workers' comp at work. You just opened up put up a red flag for sure.
Sure. Let's take another break. I got a text, by the way, about our bumper music. The thumbs up, like a double thumbs up from the mothership. Got another text from Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage. He says, brokers are better. All caps.
There you go. Way to go, man. Brokers are better.
All right. Thanks for listening, Chad, by the way. It was just on the Real Estate Power Hour yesterday. Uh-oh, my ringtone's on.
That's, oh, here we go.
Back in black. All right, Speak Out will return in a moment.
Awesome, Paulie.
Mike McAndrew, keeping it all together at Springberg McAndrew Insurance. I'm Paul Lavoie. Give us a call, 854-KNTR, 854-5687. If you have a question about any type of insurance, the man is here. He can answer it.
Woo-hoo.
I'm sure you can, right, Mike?
I got it, man.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
I'm on a highway to hell.
We're back on Speak Out. A little shout out to Chase McAndrew.
I know it, man. He loves.
I can't believe.
Guys.
How old is he?
He's 25. This is his favorite band.
AC/DC.
AC/DC is his favorite band.
You raised him right.
He does podcasts that talk about his favorite.
Yeah.
He did like a Metallica, 10 favorite songs of Metallica. And
what?
AC/DC. Yeah, he just.
And he's 25.
Yeah, he's 25.
Good job.
He's into that stuff. He's into it.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, Shagru's Family of Restaurants, the Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, SunPower by SMA Electric, Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty. I was just thinking, when I read SamsGuns.com, you've seen AC/DC live, right?
Oh, yeah, a couple times.
The encore.
I took my kids to them a couple times.
When they do Hell's Bells.
Oh, yeah.
And the cannons come out.
Yep. That's great.
That made me think of SamsGuns.com for some reason. Hey, the Mojave County Republican Central Committee District 3 2021 Lincoln Day Dinner. Whoo! Say that in one breath, right?
I love it.
Saturday, June 5th, 5 p.m., social hour, 6 o'clock dinner at Shagru's Bridgeview Room. Representatives Andy Biggs and Paul Gosar will be the keynote speakers. A whole bunch of other speakers as well, including Arizona GOP Chair Kelly Ward, Representative Leo Biasucci, and Representative Mark Fincham will be speaking. And let's see, there's an AR-15 gun raffle. Would I want to ensure that? live auction, silent auction?
We'll ensure it.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. 50-50 raffle. Dinner tickets are $100 each. To purchase, contact District 3 office, 928-855-8006. We're going to have, let's see, I know Jeannie Kench, the county chair, is going to be on the show soon, and Luana Gillette's going to come in with her.
Right.
And then we've got Leo Biasucci, Sonny Borelli, and Sam Scarmardo, who are going to be on the first Friday. That's the 4th of June. That's the day before, and we're going to be talking about the dinner a little bit as well. So that'll be fun.
Fun.
We just talked to Sonny this week, direct from Phoenix, with the Maricopa County election audit. So we're getting a lot of updates on that as well.
Good. It's nice to have those connections with all those guys. I mean, your room
sure
is going to be full if all those guys come in here.
Right.
Man, it's going to be all.
Yeah.
You might not get a word in.
Well, Sonny's doing a Marine Corps ball that weekend instead of that dinner, so we'll have even more to talk about because, you know, the prevalence of the Marine Corps auxiliary here in town is just amazing.
It's fantastic. Yeah,
right.
Fantastic.
Exactly. And he's a retired gunnery sergeant, so there you go.
Exactly.
Gunny Sonny. All right. And he always says, yo, Paulie, so I got to give him a shout out as well. I have a question, and this is regarding, we were talking about real estate yesterday on the Power Hour, and so many people coming into town from all different states now, not just California and, you know, Idaho and Washington, they're buying homes and turning them into short-term rentals.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I know when you buy a home, at least most of the time, most people get homeowners insurance. Does turning it into a short-term rental require a certain type of insurance, a rider, like it would if you were an Uber driver, for example, and you had car insurance, you got to tell them you drive for Uber or Lyft.
You do.
Is it the same for rental insurance?
So it's changing, and it's you know, these VRBOs and so forth that people are they're buying up these houses, and then they're just renting them out, and so then they call us up and say, hey, I had some renters in here, and they thrashed my house, or they beat it up, or they wrecked it. So, yeah, I mean, shop it out because, you know, those are, you know, sometimes the risk there to having a VRBO and a short-term rental is can be quite expensive for you. And so you have your house, and, you know, you're not living in it as a permanent resident, but you still own it. You better have insurance on it, especially if you're going to, you know, put it under one of these short-term rentals, VRBOs, and put it out there. But
you need to tell your agent then. Is that a special policy or just a rider or what?
Yeah, it's not a special policy, but they're going to want to know what you're using, what the use is on that house. And if you're renting it out all the time, so during the summer months, you know, they get a new renter in there every weekend. And then maybe in the winter months, they get somebody that comes in and stays for a few months at a time.
Same for a condo,
so
right?
That makes a difference.
Yeah.
For a condo, for a house, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, there's more risk to that when you're turning it over so many times.
You would think. I mean, there's, you know, especially if they're throwing parties like we hear.
Well,
that.
If you have a house with a pool, that's more of a risk. You got these big houses with big garages, so people look for stuff like that so they can park their stuff in your garage. Well, you know, what if something catches on fire, or what if something leaks all over the place, or, you know, you got these pools now, and everybody comes home, and they jump in the pool. What if there's an accident happens with that? So those are some of the questions that we ask and we look at, because if you're the homeowner, you want to make sure that you're protected if you're letting other people come in and use your place.
Right. And the other concern to me, if I were a homeowner and I'm renting it out as a Vrbo, you know, we're not talking about a four-person family that's renting your house.
Never.
We're normally talking about 8 or 16.
Oh, yeah, they just load it up. You know, maybe people are sleeping all over the floor, sleeping bags, you know, blow-up mattresses, the whole bit. And so not only that, but you know, they're using all your water heater, your water, your electricity. They're just beating all that stuff up. So your barbecue grill, you know. So there's just lots of things that are happening when you're not there paying attention to what's happening to your property.
I can't imagine the risk. I mean, because you're talking about people that come here to party. It is what it is, and they're likely intoxicated while they're using that stuff too.
Most times they are, and they're busting it up. You know, the holes in the wall, doors off the hinges. You know, all kinds of things that are happening. You know, broken utilities. I mean. You know, all time stuff happens at the kitchen,
sure.
Refrigerator, everything. So we take all that risk. It's amazing.
Yeah, I bet it is. Mobile home insurance. You wanted to touch on that.
Yeah, because the thing is it's a big deal out here as well. And so people look at it and they're renting out these mobile homes, all these places out in the islands where they have all these, you know, these places. They're renting all those stuff out as well. And so it is a difference on mobile home insurance versus having regular homeowners insurance. So, you know, we do mobile home insurance as well, and it's getting to be a bigger and bigger thing down here, because people are living in them for some length of time. They're renting them from other people, and they're turning all these mobile homes and park models and stuff into those VRBOs as well. So if you're not sure what to do when you got something like that, or maybe you're just a renter, you know, you need to have renter's insurance or something. So that's getting to be a bigger and bigger deal.
Right. And renter's insurance is something you can actually set the amount that's covered under the policy, correct?
Correct. But we like to try to come in and evaluate the situation. You know, I don't expect you to walk in and go, this is what I want to do. You know, we're going to throw out some ideas, and our job is to help figure out how to best cover you. And so don't forget, being brokers, you know, we can shop it out with multiple carriers and get you the best deal.
Right.
For the least amount of money.
Let's talk about what is and isn't covered under renter's insurance. A lot of people don't realize if they've been broken into, for example, that might be covered on their renter's policy.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of times the renter's insurance, I mean, it's your possessions. It's what you have there. You know, whether you're parking in a parking lot, the vehicle in a carport, a garage. I mean, those are all your possessions. And so you want to have some type of renter's insurance to cover those things. So if your house gets broken into and things happen, you know, you got to get all that stuff fixed. And, you know, renter's insurance is a big deal these days, because people can't afford a house. I mean, look at these houses. They're flying off the market. I mean, and so a lot more people are having to rent. And a lot of people I know that had second homes, stuff like that, they're putting them out on the rental market.
176 homes sold in April alone.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
176. Divide that by 30, folks. That's like, what, five a day? Five a day.
You know, and we still got a lot of rent, you know, realtors in this town, which, bless their heart, they're good people and everything like that. But, you know, we just don't have a lot on the market right now.
Right, right, exactly. So when you get your policy, like let's say it's any policy, and you want to look at the exclusions, is that right?
Oh, absolutely.
And explain what that word means for those people who don't obviously get it.
People think they're going to take out insurance so it covers everything. It doesn't necessarily cover everything. I mean, you can buy riders and so forth to cover certain things, but the exclusions for sure are in every policy. So we'll sit down and go through them with you and explain what the exclusions mean if you're just not sure.
Interesting. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. Love listening to you. I got a question for you guys. I have a real estate agent that are actually a an insurance company that wants to raise the rent, oh God, what do you call it, insurance up to $300,000 for the owner of the property. However, I'm renting the property.
So they want to raise the premium.
So yeah, they want to raise the premium up to $300,000 for their house.
That's just the limits they're trying to raise to cover their house. I mean, you could have low limits or you can have higher limits, and they're actually gonna, you know, it's kind of a smart move depending on what they're using it for, but I don't know what the value of the house is, but they're raising the limits on the house to cover themselves if something were to happen. And so there's a potential that your rent would go up to help cover that. You know, house values these days are going up, and so they have to increase their values of what their limits are on their house.
That's like when you have limits on a car insurance policy, right?
Correct.
The 100,000, what is it, 150 and...
Well, they go 50, 50, 100, you know, 100, 300, you know, things
right,
like that.
Right,
so
right, right.
What they're doing is they're raising up the limits on the value of their house. And so is your rent going up accordingly?
Well, it's gone up. It went up another 50 bucks a month, which
yeah.
is not really too bad.
Right.
But, I mean, here I thought they had to have also insurance on their houses.
Well, they should, yeah.
Besides your renter's policy?
They do, but remember that the homeowner's insurance that they have is covering all the other things that happen if the house burns down, whatever it may be. A lot of your renter's insurance that you have, which they may require that you have it or they won't even rent to you, covers things like Paul was saying, covers your possessions and things that could happen that would be your fault.
Even a theft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they want to cover things, you know, if the house burns down, it floods or whatever, maybe they have to have insurance for themselves, but there's other things that you want to have if there's things that are your fault.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
All yeah. right. Thanks, Colin.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, man.
Boy, he brings up a good point, though.
For
sure.
Because
the more the property values go up here, the more the limits are going to go up for those owners that are renting properties or even own a property, and the more their insurance is going to be.
Well, you know,
which could be figured into their house payment as well, right?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it should, because, you know, you're looking at, you know, actual value and you know, replacement value, because, you know, if these houses and as they're getting appraised and they're selling for these exorbitant prices, you know, the insurance is going up to cover those things if they do have some type of a problem with the home, the appliances, any of those type of things.
Wow, interesting. Let's see, what other kind of insurance do we want to talk about?
Well, I was going to go back into the fact that just bring up Medicare real quick to you.
Yes.
Because you know, Medicare and people think that you have to be you know, old to get Medicare. People think that you know, you get Medicare, you're stuck with it. Well, as I was mentioning earlier, you know, Medicare supplements you can buy any time during the year. I had a gal that came in this morning because she goes, well, I suppose I have to wait till the first of the year to come in and talk to you about my Medicare. I said, no, what are you talking about? She said, my Medicare supplement. I said, no, we could change out your Medicare supplement whenever you want to. So, you know, if you've got an AARP or a Blue Cross or a Humana, Cigna, an Aetna, or any of these other Liberty Mutual Medicare supplement, any of these type of things, and you're looking to save yourself a little bit of money, you know, let's talk now. We can do it now. And get the paperwork and get everything running for you. That's what we do. But we're saving a lot of people money on their Medicare supplements. Then you look at the difference of a Medicare Advantage, which is those zero premium plans that you see on TV. And that's what I was mentioning to you. Humana and United Healthcare and Aetna have them here now. And then a prescription drug plan. Now, you have to wait till open enrollment for those two, but you do not have to wait for open enrollment for the supplement. But don't forget the prescription drug plans. If your prescriptions change and so forth, you know, or your medication goes to a generic or something like that, you're paying a high cost for a prescription drug plan. Every year we can shop it out and lower your cost of your prescription drug plan, too. And they've got plans that are out that are, you know, $6 to $7 a month now. $15 a month, $17 a month. Mm-hmm. So they're making the prescription drug plans more affordable as well.
Speaking of $15-$20 a month, vision insurance. Man, that VSP is a really good plan,
yeah.
by the way, and very inexpensive.
Well, it
and they're covering more.
Well, and the thing about it is you know, there are different plans that you can choose from. Where before, maybe they had one or two different vision plans, and now they're open it up, and you can choose from maybe six different vision plans to look at. So we do the same thing. We'll shop out your vision. Dental insurance is another biggie. all these dental companies out there with, you know, Mojave County has grown up and people are realizing the fact that we need more than one company and one carrier here. And so that's why I like being a broker. We could shop out with all those different carriers, not just one or two.
That's what I wanted to touch base with you too on is what about La Paz County? We do have listeners there as well, all the way down to Quartzsite.
Fantastic. I mean, we go all the way down to Yuma and so forth. I mean, but you know, we cover La Paz County as well. Go down to Parker a day a week, run around a lot of our friends down there and we have a lot of clients in the Parker area. But a lot of these same rules apply. Don't forget Medicare is federal. So if you got a Medicare supplement, you're La Paz County, you know, give us a call or send us an email or something like that. But, you know, up to Bullhead, to Kingman, to you know, I mean, we go all the way down to Yuma, up into Flagstaff and Prescott.
Oh, Flag too.
Yeah, you know, we cover all those different areas. Yep.
Perfect. 855-9421. And, my buddy Robin's gonna answer the phone more than likely. Right?
Robin is awesome.
Yes.
You know what? She's almost going on 20 years with us. She's been with us for 19 years.
Wow.
She's awesome. Yeah.
So, Dee and I talked last week about boat insurance.
Right.
And I was really surprised, and you surprised me today with the size of your boat, which isn't all that great a size, but it's still covered under yacht insurance?
Well, you know.
What's that all about?
Well, you know, gosh, you know, like a lot of these guys that are coming in here and stuff like that, their boats are getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, they are.
I have a 28-foot Conquest. And they ran it through his yacht insurance. I about fell out of my chair. It's not a yacht.
So you don't get special privilege?
Well, my boat's small compared to some of these others.
Right.
But that's the thing, too, why I like being a broker, as Dee was telling you, is, you know, we could shop out and look at these because, you know, they're getting more motors and horsepower and I mean, it's just crazy, the boats and what they're building these days. I mean, you get a jet ski out of the box going 60, 70 miles an hour, you know, and they haven't even modified it yet. Side by sides that are going 60, 70 miles an hour and they haven't modified them yet. But these big boats are just absolutely crazy out there that, and it's so expensive to build these boats and to insure them, you know, you can't go wrong. You have to insure that because you have an accident in a boat like that you just paid, $200,000 for those fancy pontoon boats and these big motors.
Deck boats.
Gosh, it's just crazy. So you got to have that stuff insured. But everything, airplanes.
Right.
Did you hear about the airplane that, we had a front wheel today that collapsed on a plane that came in from, I think it was from Chandler, but they came in, landed on the back wheels, front end collapsed and they put the nose down on the runway.
First,
so,
huh?
You know, those guys right there, that's going to be a huge claim.
Sure, yeah. Sounds like it. All right, Mike, thanks for being here.
Great.
Mike McAndrew, Springberg McAndrew Insurance, keeping it all together. Man, the hour just flies when you're here.
You know, and if somebody wants to get a hold of us, they could also, you know, email us, you know, mike@springbergmcandrew.com, too, if you don't want to call in.
mike@springbergmcandrew.com, and, of course, the website then, springbergmcandrew.com.
.com, yep.
Perfect.
You
see
got
what
it.
They have to offer. And like you said, Kingman, Bullhead, Havasu, Parker, Quartzsite, Yuma.
We've been here since 73, doing it up and down the river, man.
Absolutely. All right, Mike, thanks for being here.
All right, Paul, thank you for having me.
Keep up
the good music.
Take a short break, and speaking of boats, we'll come back and tell you about a life jacket exchange that's happening this Saturday. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. There's a life jacket exchange. It's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the London Bridge Beach Stage in Lake Havasu City. It's put on by the Mojave County Sheriff's Office Division of Boating Safety in partnership with the Arizona Game and Fish Department. Exchange your worn, torn, or otherwise unserviceable life jacket for a new vest-style life jacket. I'm told these are pretty nice, by the way, and it's all for free. Orange Type 2 life jackets will not be accepted as part of the exchange program. Life jackets are exchanged on a first-come, first-served basis, so be early again. 10 o'clock to noon at the London Bridge Beach Stage in Lake Havasu City. All right, there's a career fair put on by the Lake Havasu Unified School District. This is on May 27th, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the school district office boardroom. And the career fair is for all open, certified, and classified positions. Meet with principals and supervisors. Find out how you can teach while earning your teacher certification. Bachelor's degree is needed for alternative certifications. So go learn about low and no-cost college options for those interested in being a teacher. Call Barbara or Gail, 928-505-6900, or email jfesta@lhusd.org. All right, on tomorrow's show, should be fun. We've got Terrence Concannon coming in from Go Lake Havasu and Mike Bonney from GDK CPA. Till then, I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. Hannity is next, preceded by Fox News. Be safe out there.